Thank you. Dave.
I've got a question here for you, Chris, from Liam. His question is, does too much calcium make your bones brittle?
Oh, that's actually a very good question. And the answer is yes, it does, surprisingly. Of course, calcium forms up with phosphate to make the chemical apatite, one of the hardest chemicals we know, which is what makes bones hard and stony and tough. But if you have too much calcium, that can be as bad as having too little, the condition osteoporosis, where the bones actually begin to lose their calcification and the matrix of the bone and get weak and are more likely to break. There's another disease called osteomalacia, where you have too little just of the calcium, and that also makes bones weak. But if people actually lay down too much calcium in bone, and there's a condition called osteopetrosis, from petrous as in stony. This is where people can have, say, five times the amount of calcium in their bones as they should have. It's a genetic condition. It's very rare. It's familial. And it's I think it also goes by the name Schomburg-Albers disease or something like that, but it's very rare. And in these individuals, they cannot break down. Their cells that break down bone, called osteoclasts, don't work properly. Because the way bone is normally formed is that you have an equilibrium between laying down bone and breaking down bone, and that's how bone continuously gets modelled. And if you shift that equilibrium in one direction or the other, you either lose or gain bone. And what scientists have found is that people who have this osteopetrosis, the osteoclasts that normally break down bone cannot work properly. They have a deficiency of an enzyme called carbonic anhydrase, and you need that to break down the calcium phosphate, the apatite, in order to remodel the bone. And as a result, they just keep on making their bones get harder and harder and harder. And as a result, they in fact go beyond the point of being beneficial and in fact become less flexible and more likely to break. So they get brittle.
Yeah, because I did a kitchen science a while ago about because bone's made up of both apatite and proteins, and it's a mixture of the two things. The proteins make it tough and stop it breaking, and the apatite makes it strong. And if you haven't got enough protein in there, it becomes very brittle and it just falls apart.
Thank you, Dave. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Diana O'Carroll and Dave Ansell. It's our science phone-in extravaganza. If you have any science questions for us, then do send them in and we'll try and solve them for you. You can Twitter at us. It's at Naked Scientist, or you can send us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.